Part 1, The Ten Commandments. The First Commandment. You shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The Second Commandment. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not curse, swear, practice witchcraft, lie or deceive by his name, but call upon him in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. The Third Commandment. You shall keep the day of rest holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but regard it as sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The Fourth Commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise our parents and superiors, nor provoke them to anger, but honor, serve, obey, love and esteem them. The Fifth Commandment. You shall not murder. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do no bodily harm to our neighbor, but help and befriend him in every need. The Sixth Commandment. You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we lead a sexually pure and decent life in word and deed, and that husband and wife each love and honor the other. The Seventh Commandment. You shall not steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not take our neighbor's money or possessions, nor get them in any dishonest way, but help him to improve and protect his possessions and means of making a living. The Eighth Commandment. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not lie about, betray or slander our neighbor, but excuse him, speak well of him, and interpret everything in the best possible way. The Ninth Commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not craftily seek to get our neighbor's inheritance or home, nor get it by a show of right, but help and serve him in keeping it. The Tenth Commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, workers, animals, or anything that is his. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, so that we do not tempt, force or coax away from our neighbor his wife or his workers, but urge them to stay and fulfill their responsibility. Conclusion. What does God say about these commandments? I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, bringing the consequences of the father's iniquity upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. What does this mean? God threatens to punish all who transgress these commandments. Therefore, we should fear his wrath and not disobey these commandments. But he promises grace and every blessing to all who keep these commandments. Therefore, we should also love and trust in him and willingly obey his commandments.